If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Every Friday at this time, it's restaurant news and reviews. This week, Valentine's Day deals. Samantha Nelson with us, and she had an interesting piece in the Tribune about what's going on around here. And I think it's time to make the reservations, isn't it, Samantha?
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to be making these reservations well in advance because a lot of places are going to sell out. And so if you have most options are right now.
Let's go down the list of some of the places you wrote about, starting with the Bamboo Room. A lot of people don't know about this spot, do they?
Yeah, so it's because it's tucked inside Three Dots and a Dash, which is a fantastic tropical themed bar known as like a really good place to go with a group and have a bunch of fun cocktails. Bamboo Room's a smaller, chiller place that's inside of it, and they're doing a Galentine's Day party, so you can bring your girlfriends and have four cocktails and some small bites, and that's actually on February 11th, so you can start celebrating a little bit early.
I like that, Galentine's Day, and they're at 435 North Clark. Eataly's got something special going on. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, so they actually got two different things going on. If you want to start, again, celebrating a little early, on February 13th, they've got a Valentine's Day tasting. And so that's from 6 to 8 p.m., and you can either do it $45 and just get some food, and $60 if you want some glasses of wine. And you just wander around. It's, you know, this giant Italian supermarket and nibble a bunch of things. And it's a good idea for if you're looking for some inspiration and want to make, say, a Valentine's Day dinner at home the next day. And then if you are looking for like a fun little afternoon date, since Valentine's Day is on a Saturday this year, you can go to, they're doing a hands-on charcuterie board crafting class on February 14th. And that's $100 for a couple.
Eataly, 43 East Ohio Street. I haven't been there in a long time. The last time I was in there, it was completely mobbed. Is it still these days?
I mean, it depends on what time you go, but yeah, I mean, if you go during like lunch or like early dinner, you're going to probably find a lot of people who are going in for food and to do some shopping. And so again, I'd want to, if you want to do either of these, I'd recommend booking now because they can probably fill up.
Yeah, you have La Briola on your list. Good spot for pizza, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And if you want to learn how to make your own pizza, that's where you're going to go. So February 12th, you can pay $65 and you can make your own heart-shaped pizza. And that's going to also include some spritzes, some wine, some appetizers, and tiramisu for dessert.
So because Valentine's Day comes on a Saturday, a lot of these places we're talking about are doing something special all weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So you can really, make a whole celebration out of it. If you want to do, say, something hands-on, a more traditional dinner, something at home, if you're busy on that Saturday, there's plenty of options this year.
Up on the north side, the Little Go Diner is a good spot, and they have a family-friendly Valentine's party. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, Little Goat is Stephanie Izzard's diner, and so this is like a great deal. You can go, they've got the regular menu plus some special dishes for kids, and you go there either at 4:30 or 6:30 on Valentine's Day, and then there's going to be crafts, temporary tattoos, and a free sparkling cider toast, and you can get a photo you can take home so you can remember the party.
That's a fun spot. It's kind of like a diner menu, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like diner menus, but like all really good food and spectacular desserts.
3325 North Southport. Restaurant and bar specials for Valentine's Day. We're talking with freelance writer Samantha Nelson. Samantha, let's talk about Alma. And this sounds like a fun thing to do, a Valentine igloo, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this has been a trend that a bunch of restaurants have added to. Gives them like semblance of outdoor dining when it's still frigid in Chicago. So they've got these heated igloos you can rent for $50 to $75, depending on how big it is. And they've got a special Valentine's Day set up there so you can sip some mulled wine, make s'mores with like ruby chocolate and champagne marshmallows. And there's a record player so you can put on some romantic music. You can just get cozy under a blanket, take some pictures, and have some good time. And then there's also going to be doing an afternoon tea, especially good fun if you want to bring a kid with that, or just have some fun with yourself or a friend and make some floral arrangements while you have some tea, have some chocolate croissants, chocolate covered strawberries, heart shaped Rice Krispies, all that cute stuff.
sounds cool. And is it very expensive?
Not that expensive. The globes cost $50 to $75 to rent, and then the tea itself is it's $45 or $30 for kids ages 4 to 12. So, a solid, not the cheapest, but definitely not too pricey.
Yeah, that's the 3600 block of North Clark Street. LeSud in Roscoe Village has something special going on. What's on the menu there for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so they're actually just extending their Chicago Restaurant Week menu. Normally that's a way for restaurants to get through the quiet times when it's too cold for anyone to go out. But this is if you're looking for a really good deal for Valentine's Day, it's $45. You get a 3-course menu. They're also, if you want to indulge a little bit more, they've got a special on sauteed jumbo sea scallops, and that's going to cost you $48 just for the sea scallops. So they got a little option for everyone depending on what kind of price you're looking for.
On Roscoe. I never heard of this spot on your list, Dove's Luncheonette in Wicker Park. What are they doing?
Oh, yeah, they're great. So, like, that's, again, much like Little Goat's, a more upscale diner experience. And so this one is doing, it's like a nice casual place if you still want a fancy dinner, but don't want to get too dressed up or worry about, like, your white tablecloth kind of environment. So for $96, they're going to do a 5-course dinner that's offered on both Friday and Saturday. And that's going to include scallop ceviche, strip loin with charred leeks, and chocolate flan. So it should be a fun meal.
Dove's 1545 North Damon. So the places we're talking about here, Samantha, they still have some openings. It's not too late to make a reservation.
Yeah, I mean, there are some places that when I was researching that are already booked up, but everyone that's on this list still, they've still got space. So you shouldn't have a problem if you book today. I wouldn't wait another week, though.
Chicago Firehouse Restaurant is a spot. I've tried to get in there a couple of times. They're always busy, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a classic space and a busy spot. I think they still have reservations for, last time I checked, for this Valentine's Day dinner. And again, I wouldn't wait too long. It's a 3-course dinner for $95. And you have a bunch of options. But I think the one I would go with is start with some lobster bisque, have an 8-ounce filet mignon, and then finish with key lime pie. And if you want to add on a little bit more, you can, for $24, get a half dozen oysters, or you can, for $22, add on some lobster creamed corn.
Yeah, it's a popular spot south on Michigan Avenue, 1401 South Michigan Avenue. The Struggle Beard Bakery sounds like a great spot. And what do they got going for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so this is like, they're doing a really fun party. So the bakery founder, he's going to teach you how to make and decorate mini bundt cakes. So it's $100 for this party that runs from 5 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day, but it also includes karaoke, a charcuterie board, and two cocktails. And if you want to just like surprise someone with a nice gift, they're doing some Valentine's Day gift boxes. And for $60, you're going to get a card, a candle, chocolate-covered pretzel rods, and a red velvet cookie.
Yeah, one-stop shopping, 5221 South Harper Court. That's a favorite on the south side. A place that you have on your list, and people forget about this place, I think because it's in the mall there in Northbrook Court, and that mall has been pretty quiet lately, Di Pescara. What do they got going?
Yeah, so they've got a 3-course dinner for $50, and that is going to start you off with lobster bisque, popular one for Valentine's Day, nice little taste of luxury. And then you do some braised short ribs with mashed potatoes and a red velvet tiramisu for dessert.
Good ideas. And Samantha, you've probably heard this before. A lot of people don't want to go out on Valentine's Day because many places don't have regular menu favorites. Prices can get jacked up. But these places we're talking about, these sound pretty reasonable. And they're special, but they kind of also nod towards their regular menus, don't they?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I tried to create a good list for people to, you know, depending on what they're looking for in terms of price point. A lot of places do jack up their prices because they're offering more like luxurious things that people are looking for with your seafood or champagne or things like that. But I want to make sure that everyone has a good night out that they can afford, or, you know, just something fun to do on a Valentine's Day. Like, that's why I put in a few of these classes and parties there too, because not everyone is looking for the really fancy tasting menu get dressed up occasion.
Right. If you want to check out the complete list that Samantha Nelson wrote about, go to the Chicago Tribune website, chicagotribune.com. Thank you for filling us in on this, Samantha, and for reminding me I better make some reservations fast.
No problem at all. Always a pleasure.
Happy Valentine's Day.